Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. We have really kicked off summer now, as today, hump day, right in the middle of the week, is Wednesday, June 1. And today, let's tackle the concept of a good shepherd. Scripture says in John chapter 10, verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Now, to put this in context, we can always recognize that the words, I am the good shepherd, those are the words of Jesus. And John, as he writes this in his gospel, is a firsthand viewer. He is living this. This isn't from something he heard from somebody. This is firsthand knowledge. He hears Jesus say, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Now, you know, all of us have to ask this question, knowing that we all lead something. We lead a family. We lead a class. We lead a business. We lead a church. We lead many different things, a team, a band. Whatever it is, we all lead something. So we have to ask ourselves, am I a leader worth following? Do I model the values of our work and home culture? Do I do what I ask the team to do? Am I willing to give up my own interests for what's best for everyone else? And the question that looms largest, would I lay down my life for my family and my friends? For me to be a leader worth following, you know, I think at some point we've got to answer affirmative to these pretty revealing questions. Mostly, though, I have to follow the Good Shepherd Jesus. If we have any hope of leading well, then we will take on the role of a shepherd, but we will model it after Jesus and his life as the Good Shepherd. You see, Jesus is the ultimate leader worth following. He's not a, but the good shepherd. He's good because he's God, and he grows good leaders when we walk in his steps. The good shepherd, Jesus, defends the sheep, us, from aggressive enemies. Just as the shepherd David battled the lion and the bear on behalf of the flock, so Jesus engages the enemy on our behalf. He sees danger coming before we do. So what may seem an unnecessary diversion may be his protection from a bad decision or bad people. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 12 says, the prudent see danger and they take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Have you ever been somewhere where you knew, okay, wait a minute, this is not good. I shouldn't make this decision. I shouldn't head in this direction. I shouldn't do this, go there, watch this, listen to that. When we take the scriptures literally, like we do in the book of the Proverbs, then it says, okay, the wise, the folks that don't total screw up their life, they see danger and take refuge in the presence of Christ. But the simple, the folks who just blow it off, they keep going and they pay the price. I've paid the price, haven't you? You see, a leader worth following protects their people. They lay down their life, their interest, their ego for the greater good. But that is so counterintuitive to everything we know as entrepreneurial Americans striving for what's best for number one. You see, the other-centered leader also invests in their team. They spend time in mentorship or over lunch systematically helping the less experienced process their pressure points. I mean, the leader's vulnerable about their own issues and how we can learn from others. But you know, a safe and healthy culture invites honesty and the opportunity to grow. Does your family provide honesty and a place to grow with your spouse, with your children, with your extended family? You see, what are some ways that you might could invest in the character of those you look to as their leader? You've come to be just to have an opportunity to teach others genuine joy. You've had the opportunity to teach and invest in people and encourage people and at times correct people. You see, what we find, Paul writes to the letter to the Corinthians, in 1 Corinthians 11, 1, it says, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. Maybe today our prayer should be, Father, grow me into a leader worth following and lead me to lead like Jesus. So as you lead your family, Dad, as you lead your family, Mom, as you lead in your business, man or woman who is a leader, maybe as a coach, as a team member, as a band member, a band leader, whatever it is you do, may your prayer be today, let me be a leader worth following. Because you see, we don't need more great leaders. I believe the world's dying to have godly leaders. Let's make those choices today. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep that we might in turn follow in his steps to be good shepherds. Let that be your prayer today. Hey, don't hesitate to share these with the buttons below on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter. And I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. God bless.